Evening. We are so excited to be here. We've had an awesome day already. We took a team over to Buffalo, and they just got blessed down there. I'm telling you what, these students are on fire. Amen. They are on fire, and you know, they're hungry. You got to be hungry to get fed and to get food. You got to be hungry, right? We got to get hungry for God. He wants us hungry, and he wants us wanting him, amen? And they are hungry, but they're getting filled, and they have a lot to pour out, and so you are going to get blessed tonight. But you know what? Spirit Ministries Training Center, if you are not familiar with the school, it's the Bible Training Center that Brother Russ or Dr. Russ and Pastor Maeve started 5 years ago. This is our fifth graduation. Isn't that awesome? I'm excited about that. And we have just had an awesome time. I've seen so many students come through and lives like just transformed and changed. How many of you have been to the school part-time, full-time? Just raise your hand. So you have a lot of people that have been through the school. And I know God has a lot more that he's calling. And I believe some of you are even in the room tonight. And God has been calling you to take that new path. That new path, the way that you've never been. Amen? And God makes the way. He is the way maker. He is the one that will provide everything that you need. And you know what? You can't have a school without instructors. You can't have a school without instructors. So, you know, Pastor Joanna and Pastor Derek, Pastor Miguel, who is the Minister of Education and the Dean of Men, he teaches as well. And who else is in here that hasn't been an instructor? Victoria Grastic is with us this year, and she's been doing some. Pirette has helped me in the office. So there's a lot of different things that go on with the school. But you know what? It really is a hands-on practical ministry school. And so I believe that tonight is one of those nights, and students get loosed on you to prophesy and pray and release what God is doing on the inside of them, because it's powerful. I'm telling you what, they can prophesy, they can pray. They prayed on a storm. I'm telling you what, it's awesome. And so you know what, if God is moving in your heart, just have ears to hear and have a heart that is willing to be flexible in the hand of God. If he's calling you, say yes. If he's calling you to come and be a part of the school, whatever that is, don't hesitate. I believe we're coming into a new season, and it's a season of where we really need to know and hear the voice of God clearly, to hear the voice of God correctly, and to our arms and our hands are made for war. Amen? Your mouth is made for war. And God is calling men and women to stand up and be the warriors that he's calling you to be. So we have a full night. We're going to have some testimonies. We're going to have some dramas. We're going to have some preaching. Amen. The second year students, we are just about done. We're finished. School, the 16th, they have exams. And then the students that are going through their second year, they're going to be graduating on. And so Norm and Roger are two of our second year students. And they're going to be preaching tonight for you and sharing what the Lord put on their heart. So right now, I just want to call Arash. He's one of our first-year students. And him and Emily Rose are just going to share a little bit of a testimony about what SMTC did for them. And then we're just going to let it flow and just go right into the preaching and just let them take the rest of the night. Amen? Amen. All right. Arash?
Well, I feel welcomed. Hi, everybody. Quickly want to read you something in